always questioning me. Where you been? What you doing? Is that a stray hair on your shirt? She'd find a blonde hair and accuse me of running around with blondes. Find a red hair, accuse me of running around with redheads. Hell, if I came home with no hairs on my suit jacket, she'd think I was running around with bald women. She just never cut me any slack. And one day I had the chutzpah to come staggering through the door. 3 a.m. Buttons were ripped off my shirt. There was lipstick all over my neck. My clothing was smeared with scamper seepage. I had the fetid air of sweaty romping clinging to my skin. My good dad's had that drained look. Estelle was waiting there at 3 o'clock. She said, "Look at you!" I said, "I can explain." Estelle, I was headed home when I just felt that, you know, I'd had a couple of beers, so I had to stop and make my bladder gladder. So I stepped out of the car and I walked over to the edge of the woods to drain the vein. Well, you know, several powerfully built women grabbed me. They dragged me into the undergrowth, and they made me take them repeatedly. They had their way with me, and they wouldn't be enough. They forced me for hobble, gobble, face burial. And then when I was done, they made me take all three of them over again. It was awful. They still looked at me and said, "You've got some nerve telling me that story." I said, "Hey, if I had some nerve, I'd tell you the truth."